everyone, Courtney here.
We often clean and organize our house, and hopefully our digital spaces as well. But what about our own minds? Do you have pending tasks in your head that clutter up your mental space, giving you even less energy to work on the things you love? Do you think you have ever worked on your ideas with your mental space fully empty and ready to be efficient without any distraction? Ever? I'm scared to even ask you that question. Having constant pending stressful tasks in your head is sadly normal, but it's important to learn how to manage them. Let's talk about tactics for decluttering your headspace to lower that mental load you carry around every day so we can stop fighting with ourselves and, well, make it happen. Welcome to episode number 14. Let's get into it. Oh, and just a forewarning and reminder, these podcast episodes are not just meant to be listened to. If you are a serial inventor listening to this podcast, please remember that talk is incredibly cheap. And so are ideas. It's the legs they stand on that is worth a million. And those legs are yours. Please remember that you must act to succeed. Listening to these episodes and not acting won't do you any good. If you are a serial inventor, you will take action. And you will be successful because you won't accept anything less.
We're inventing passion and hard work. Intersect. Welcome to the Serial Inventing Podcast, bite-sized, perspective-altering episodes on serial inventing and beyond. From motivating key tips on product licensing to obstacle-busting conversations on transitioning to a full-time serial product developer, buckle your seatbelt because you're in for a ride. Warning, this podcast may motivate you to make wild decisions that will propel you forward in your inventing career and hijack more of your time for your passion. If you aren't ready to make it happen, then this podcast isn't for you.
In episode 9, we talked about priorities being a big problem when they're listed incorrectly or when we ignore what really matters to us, even when we do set them as priorities. But what if you set them up and get that list straight, but something interrupts that inventing time? Every single time. Or you finally are able to carve out the time, but when you finally do sit down, there is so much going on in your head from work and family, you can't get yourself to do it. Almost like you feel guilty about not getting other, more pressing things done and out of the way. We are constantly battling our brains. Learn how to get control of your mind so that it reacts the way you want it to. There is a lot going on here. So if you did set your priorities and it didn't work out, well, it's probably something else that is getting in the way. And a good guess would be that you feel overwhelmed. Let's start by talking about the staggering power of overwhelm. Most of us have busy lives, and so feeling overwhelmed with so many tasks to accomplish becomes a common happenstance. When we are constantly in a state of overwhelm, we operate at a percentage lower than our true potential for everything we do during that time. Often that percentage is quite low, say at a 30% firing on all cylinders rate. The work we produce during that time is quite subpar to what we really have potential for. And this cycle often drives our entire working lives, producing subpar work even when we don't even realize it. Check in with yourself right now and ask yourself if you think you are doing too much, carrying too much, always busy. I love a quote that Barbara Hemphill, a productivity coach, said about clutter in our heads. She said that mental clutter is simply delayed decisions. My favorite definition of a few by the Oxford Dictionary of overwhelm is as follows. Give too much of a thing to. And I'll complete that definition by saying, give too much of a thing to yourself. I love this definition because it puts the emphasis on you holding more than you should. Of course, that means you will operate at a lesser quality than you are capable of. Knowing that you are overwhelmed is the first step, as realization always is, in solving your overwhelm. It's important that when overwhelm, stress, or overbusying ourselves controls our lives, we need to reassess our priorities and our workload. Have you ever caught yourself saying to yourself or others about your licensing journey that, I can't do this right now because, or I don't have time for this because? You all should be raising your hands. Instantly, we are pushing down our dream, and that leads to even more deep-rooted negative thoughts and a lack of motivation. This can tumble down the hill hard with having a feeling of inadequacy, and then you lose interest in your dream and also feel bad about yourself. Feeling overwhelmed 24/7 is a straight shot into anxiety and stress. Getting to the root cause of your stress at any given time will really help speed up the process of getting out of stress and help you identify it faster. Identify what stresses you out. Write it down and observe when and why things stress you out in the moment of that stress and anxiety. Before we get into the tactics on how to move forward and start making headway without overwhelm, I will bring up one more important thing. And this one is a bit hard to get yourself to understand the importance of, as it really is a double-edged sword. Do not multitask. Though it can help you get more done in less time, it can lead to feelings of even more overwhelm and juggling a lot of tasks at once, even just two, such as working on adding to your hit list and listening to a TV show. It leads to cluttering your mind while you are trying to accomplish your dreams, and that leads to doing something at less than the brain power it deserves, creating an inferior quality of work. And we already talked about the power of overwhelm here. If you are committed to getting a deal, or two, or 20, then you gotta stop multitasking. If I was given back a completed assignment from two students at Eventbrite that I coach and blindly looked at them, I could almost guarantee you that I could tell which student's dream meant more to them, who took it seriously, and most often, who was multitasking while doing the assignment. The only person you are shortchanging when you are multitasking is you. So how do we really move forward and lower our level of overwhelm so licensing doesn't become such a daunting task? For starters, I'd consider getting the 5-minute journal by Intelligent Change. This will help you even further remember what is important and put you in a more positive mindset before you start the day and help you reflect at the end of it. Thank you so much to my rockstar student at Eventbrite, Jack Hu, for recommending it, as it's a pretty revolutionary tool for starting the day right and remembering what you value most. I place the journal in the show notes. Next, I'd recommend one of the biggest and easiest things to do to reduce at least your mental clutter is writing down all of your tasks you need to accomplish, whether it's for the day, week, month, or year. Just get it out of your head and onto a paper you won't lose. Just doing that can really help your brain relax and not forcibly hold onto it, hoping that you won't forget it. From there, you can prioritize them and leave other things for later that are less pertinent. You can do this at any time, but best when you feel overwhelmed and don't know what to do. The goal is to give your brain less to do, and this in and of itself will already drastically lower that feeling. If you look at that list and see a few small things that would really lower your stress level if you accomplish them right off the bat, do them now. But don't get stuck in the rabbit hole of going down your list after that. Circle the ones that are really bothering you in your head and cross them off when you do them right then. You will also be able to enjoy that small dopamine hit of getting a few things done, which will increase your sense of accomplishment. It can also help to talk to someone who you look up to that you know has a good balance in life or an aspect of life. They could give you support and guidance and a different perspective you haven't considered trying about the thing that is stressing you out. You should really get to know yourself and understand why you feel the way you feel. Even just talking about your overwhelm and stress can get you feeling a bit more rational about the things you need to accomplish and might even motivate you to do so. A majority of people struggle with overwhelm, and few choose to look it right in the eyes and find a way through it. Often, the obstacle is the way. It's often better to attack things head-on that are internal than find ways around them. You need to solve the problem, not the symptom. I will also have to say that automating certain tasks can also help a ton. Scheduling reminders to do things later helps your brain not have to worry about holding that thought in your head, as you know your digital calendar will remind you to do it when the time comes. I like to use Google Calendar to schedule things in and then place reminders on there. I check my calendar multiple times a day, and it's on my phone as well. If you have something you need to attend to later that day or right after inventing time, and it's on your mind and distracting you from focusing on inventing, I'd encourage you to place it on your calendar if it's not already on there, and then set a timer for when you need to get ready to leave. That way, you are using technology and reminder systems to your advantage so you don't clutter your mind with these thoughts of worry. Not having a properly organized space in which to work is also incredibly important. If you are constantly pitching from your phone and your computer, it can be hard to stay organized while flipping between the two, especially if you have two different systems to look at that aren't connected to the cloud. If you have a system that works, great, use that. But if not, and you are starting to build healthy habits, I would recommend doing your best to have one laptop so you can travel with it that you do all of your work from. Get a large monitor and mouse so it's easy to use when you're at home, and save phone use to LinkedIn and quick emails where you don't need to write anything down for. With staying digitally organized and using calendar apps and reminder systems to help lower your mental load, it's important to also take note of how much screen time you are now getting, especially if your regular work that you do is also on a screen. Getting outside and enjoying fresh air can help your body remember what the real world is and can also declutter your mind and remind you what matters most to you. Resetting your brain and taking a walk can also help your thoughts settle down and solidify and help you make less rash decisions. By relaxing your mind through nature, meditation, or doing another activity, it can reduce your stress and overwhelm and get you pumped to work on your next inventing action item. Along with taking a break in nature, a great benefit to that can also be duplicated elsewhere is silence. What's so great about this is that you don't need anything to do it. In fact, you need a lack of noise. Sitting with yourself anywhere without distractions or noise can be very powerful. If you are in an environment where this is hard, get some noise-canceling headphones to help you out. Eyes open or closed, it doesn't matter. Just do your best to clear your mind, or even better, listen to the thoughts that come into your head like you are a third party listening in. Getting to know ourselves is the first part in becoming our own superhero. I would also recommend just two more things. Schedule a day once a month where you have absolutely no responsibilities. None. This free day will allow you the freedom to do what you feel at that day. Let it be sleep, watch a movie, invent, take up a new or old hobby, or literally do nothing. This is incredibly helpful to help our body reset. I'd also recommend scheduling a day once a month to get a lot of pending microtasks done, especially things that are pending in your mind pretty heavily or something that may take longer but will make you feel good and focus more when the time comes to invent and do other things you are passionate about. We can call this a catch-up day. If you truly have nothing to actually catch up on, I would consider looking at your workspace and find a way to make it a more enjoyable space for you. Also, remember to clean up your digital workspace too. Doing tasks such as decluttering your phone from apps, erasing tabs on your phone or computer, and finding a way to be more efficient, such as by adding, removing, or switching around the various websites you have in your bookmarks bar on your computer. If you don't have a bookmarks bar, this would be a good time to get one. So to recap, here are my top tactics for decluttering the mind, and I'd encourage you to pause this episode and write them down. Number one, do not multitask. Number two, consider getting the 5-minute journal by Intelligent Change to get to know yourself. Number three, write down all of the tasks you need to accomplish so they are out of your head. Number four, ask someone else what their tactics are and ask if they have ideas about your situation. Number five, automate tasks by scheduling the time you will be dealing with them. You are basically removing the worry out of your head and putting it down in a place that you can trust and that will remind you, that place being your phone. Number six, sync your digital workspace and keep one place digitally tidy that you always go to, whether you use your phone or computer, it is always synced. Number seven, be careful with your amount of screen time. Enjoy nature. Number eight, create a free day that allows you freedom once a month. Number nine, create a catch-up day once a month. Number 10, always keep your workspace, both physical and digital, a place you want to be. Thanks for taking a deep dive with me about the art of decluttering your mental space. And remember that we all have a capacity. The goal is to operate at our best self when handling our dreams. If they really are our dreams, then we should start acting like it. Thanks for tuning in and taking a few bites with me today. And remember, serial inventors don't make excuses. They make it happen. See you soon.